get him on the phone. Just get some from Selfish on the phone. Good band out of Riverside area.
Hello, Jeff.
What's up?
What's going on?
Not much. What's the word?
What word?
I don't know. You're on the Uncle Psycho Show. You're listening to Jesse from Selfish. Say hey to your fans.
Hey, what's up, man? I didn't recognize it.
You didn't recognize me, man. First, I just had an interview with Mike from Level Zero, and I called his phone, and he didn't answer. I called Laura. She's like, oh, sorry, he forgot. I'm like, man, I get no love today.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. It's, hey, what's up with Selfish? What's the latest on them?
Well, we had a show last night at the Cat Club up in Hollywood.
All right.
That place was pretty cool, you know. I don't know if I'm familiar with that place, but mm-hmm. The drummer from Stray Cats owns that place. Really cool joint.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun. And
anything exciting happened up there?
Actually, funny story. After the show, it's pretty much like customary. What is it? That we head out to the Rainbow Room and go for some drinks. And well, needless to say, I ended up tossing back one too many.
Oh yeah.
And ran into Lemmy from Motorhead there last night.
Oh sweet.
And, yeah, I don't know. My friends tell me that I try to take him home.
Oh, take him for the team?
No, just take him home. Oh, how cool would that be? Bring Lemmy home.
Show off your friends? Put him on the wall?
Yeah, just bring Lemmy from Motorhead home. How many people could say that? Well,
a lot of girls, probably.
He was pretty sober and annoyed.
Right on.
Yeah, but no, that was it from last night. God, I'm still trying to nurse my wounds right now.
You didn't like almost get in a fight with Nikki Sixx or anything, or what?
Oh God!
Come on.
Oh yeah, Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue was there also, and geez, I guess some of his friends ordered some drinks on my tab and then walked off, and I told them, you know, like I'm like, what the fuck, you know. I'm sorry about the F-bomb, but...
That's right, we're the internet, we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, no, I told the guy, I'm like, what the fuck, you know, it's like, your friends ordered all these drinks, and he's all like, they're not my friends. I'm all like, dude, I don't give a fuck who you are, you know? And I'm like, fuck you and your eyeliner. He was still wearing eyeliner. I'm all, dude, come on, 80s are over, bro.
What do you have to say about that?
I don't know, that was just comedy. I started thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, here are these guys that's probably trying to relive their youth. You know,
yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know. Needless to say, it was just a long, long, long night, but
damn.
Had fun. Totally had fun.
You got any new CDs or new songs coming out?
Yeah, actually, we just we're wrapping up doing another EP. We have a sample of it up on our webpage, and then I'm gonna be selling those out pretty soon. It's funny, like last night there was a couple record labels at our show.
Oh, right on.
So that was fun, you know, independent record labels.
Yeah, who were they? You know,
Baseline Music was there. Vicious Records, again, after all the trauma we went through before, was there trying to, you know, help us out. And then what is it, Caroline? Caroline Records.
I mean,
I know the name, and I think they were from the Misfits record label at one point or another.
Uh-huh.
But some girl approached me. She told us who she was and gave me her card, and I was like, ah, cool.
Right on.
Yeah, okay, you know,
we'll
glad
see.
They had fun.
Maybe you got something in the works with some other record label, or are you guys even interested in that right now?
You know what, with the way music is going now, and our, I don't know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's easier just to put music out on your own, I would say. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at with Tower Records, one of the biggest chains of in the U.S. of music stores is going bankrupt, and, you know, it's because of iTunes and, you know, downloading music, which I'm not opposed to. I'm totally for it.
Right.
But it's killing distribution and,
well, see, if it's killing distribution, that's how you make your money.
Yeah.
So how
yeah.
can downloading music be, I mean, some bands are for, I mean, right now you're for it because, hey, you need to get your name out. You want people to hear you. But once you rely on that for your income to live,
yeah,
it might change.
I completely get you right there, and I mean, I guess it's one of those things where, like, me or the rest of the guys in the band really never thought about, because, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm on a high horse or anything, but mean, we all have our good educations, and, you know, we all went to college and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Kali, the drummer, he's a nurse. You know, Ivan, who plays sax, I mean, he's a grad from USC, and, you know, he has a great job.
Okay.
You know, even myself, you know, I was, you know, in the airline industry, mm-hmm. In the testing materials for the airline business. So it's cool. I mean, we're all set, you know. And then for us to do the music, it's just a plus.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Because I mean, we could drop our jobs and go on tour whenever we want, and then go back to our jobs because they're always going to be there.
Oh, that's good news. That's good stuff right there.
But yeah, no, I totally agree. As far as, like, you know, other bands that do rely on it. So, but yeah. I mean, when you're up and coming, you know, when you're still a small band,
yeah,
you know, you gotta pay your dues, and I understand all that. And it's, you know, but then again, you think about, like, the big guys, like, you know, remember Metallica was going after Napster for such a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, and look at them now. You know, they're selling their whole catalog for $300. Go figure.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Is it is Hoser one of the newer songs you have coming out?
Yeah, yeah. Hoser is a new song. That's about our buddy named Jose, and he, I don't know, it was a time where he was just miserable because he was going through a divorce,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote the song about him and his wife.
Oh wow!
Do you hear this? It reminded you know, it's like one of those things where, I don't know. Remember Gumby?
Yeah,
I used to love watching Gumby, and then there was this other kid that was on there too. He used to say, "You got hosed," you know, and I was like, "Hey, you know, Hoser, you know, Jose got hosed."
Yeah,
it just worked. So yeah, somebody told me the other day they couldn't believe that. They were like, "Hey, wow, these lyrics are pretty cool."
Yeah. Hey, so tell me what this car accident got to, man. I saw this bulletin on MySpace says, you know, Jesse from Selfish almost dies or some crazy stuff like that, man.
Yeah, man, this just hasn't been my year. I was in a real bad car accident. Probably about, what was it, a couple months after we did the other interview with your show. And I was minding my own business, going to work actually Saturday morning, and you know, it was a nice, awesome day. You know, nice, cool, crisp morning.
Yep.
And I took a route that I normally didn't take because I just wanted to cruise my car. I had a 66 Mustang, and I only drive it on the weekends. It was a decent car. And just minding my own business, and this lady on her cell phone made a left turn right into my driver's side door.
Oh, shit.
And funny, I was just talking about this last night, too. Some guy was asking me, you know, like, how do I feel and stuff, because from the way I was jumping around and stuff, you would never think I broke my neck.
Damn, man.
But I mean, I'm paying for it right now. I've been in bed all day. My back is so sore. My neck is sore. It's just bad. But I mean, you can't compromise, you know, a show. As far as the accident goes, it has set me back physically.
Uh-huh.
I used to play bass, and we had to get a new bass player to make up for that, for the time that I was off. The band kept going, and then I came back, and then now I'm just singing. But I broke my neck.
Damn, that's gonna hurt when you like sing real loud.
Yeah, I broke my neck and
we take a big dump.
Partially paralyzed for a while. It's funny, I never wear my seatbelt.
Oh,
I'm the guy that never wears his seatbelt, and the one day that I did wear my seatbelt, freaking saved my life.
Damn, man, imagine, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
Yeah,
it was a pretty hard thing to you know, go through. I think the hardest part of that was just, you know, see my parents like upset, you know. I've never put my parents through anything bad I could think of, but just seeing them, the hurt in their eyes was bad. So I felt bad, and you know, like probably 2 weeks after I got out of hospital and stuff, I had to do some recovery, and I'd been in bed for like 2 months, 3 months, in a neck brace, and couldn't do much. And, you know, I'm up and walking and jumping around and, you know, going.
Yeah, at least you got your feeling back and you're walking around and not just paralyzed still.
Yeah, so, but next week is going to be the true test. I mean, we've been doing shows one week, one day at a time, like 1 week, and next week we have 7 shows in a row, starting with Tuesday of next week till Halloween night, and we'll see how this body holds up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's gonna be hurt. You're gonna be hurting, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm hurting right now.
I can do 7 shows in a row if you're hurting after one show.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. Maybe I won't jump on top of tables anymore.
Yeah, there you go. You could sit on them and just do your show. You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Cool. So, got new. When's your CD? You said your CD's gonna be done when?
It should be out the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year.
The songs are already recorded. Everything's been tracked, and we had it mixed. We liked the mix, but I think we're gonna take it back and then have send it to Love Juice Labs in Riverside. They're a great recording studio, and have the owner Dave mix it down. He's been responsible for a lot of successful bands out there right now.
Yeah.
So we liked what he did with Suicide Kings. We're gonna go back to him.
Yeah, right on. That was a good CD, man. That was awesome.
Cool, thanks.
I listen to it every day. I got a whole bunch of my underground guys on my Windows player in my work. I just listen to them all day.
Wow.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny and a great feeling when somebody actually comes up to you and says, well, "Hey, you're that guy. You're the lead singer from the band." Yeah, I was like, wow, I actually get that.
Yeah. Cool, now buy me a drink.
Yeah, normally it's just at shows. They're like, hey, you're the guy, you know, but no, it's like, I was at Pomona Swap Meet shopping for another old vehicle, and, you know, when I was looking at a 57 Bel Air, this guy just popped up, and he's like, hey, man, I love your CD, Suicide King. So I was like, what? No way. I'm just blown away.
That's cool. Well, is that more popular than what you think? Probably.
Probably, I don't know.
How about some nationwide tours?
What's up?
You got any plans of any going like nationwide, cross-country or anything?
We were supposed to head again back east, and then with my car accident, and it just set everything back. It set us back a whole year.
Yeah.
So, like I said, that time off just really put a dent in us. I mean, some people thought that up.
Right.
But,
goddamn phone. fucking phone alarm went off. Fucking assholes. Yeah, imagine that would put you back a year or so. I mean, sure, like, recording, playing, everything.
Yeah, it really set us back from the release of our CD, working on these new songs, you know, just booking shows, you know, it just, if you don't stay on top of that, people will think you're gone, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, too, like, we got a show this Saturday in Phoenix, Arizona, and we were out there last month, and people thought we broke up also because, you know, they're like, well, if the singer's gone, the band's gone, you know?
Right.
You know, broken neck or not, it's ain't gonna stop me.
Shit. That's crazy, bro.
Tell me about cool. it. But
all right, so you got any videos coming up for your CDs or songs or anything coming up?
You know what? We started working with it's funny you mentioned that, but we started working with this guy, and we took a bunch of footage, a bunch of live shots, a bunch of footage, and the guy that was doing our work just up and disappeared one day.
Shit.
And I was just like, I'm all, what the fuck? Like, okay, you know, and then it was one of those things where we started it at the beginning of the year, and then I kept calling him to find out what was going on, and you know, it's just, the dude just doesn't live where he was at. So I was like, okay, so there's all this footage that's out there somewhere, probably edited, probably not, I don't know. So I don't know, I guess if anybody out there listening wants to put together a video for us, that'd be great.
Damn, yeah, I know A Race Called Man, who I'm interviewing actually here in another couple minutes, Brent from A Race Called Man, they did a video with their song Liberate, did really good.
Uh-huh.
The same guy who did Angels and Airwaves, you know, the old Blink-182 singer, did the same for A Race Called Man. I know Waiting for Decay is coming out with a video probably next 3 or 4 weeks. So, yeah, so I mean, it's a lot of these local guys are, you know, start doing the videos and, you know, getting their CDs. You see too many of these bands where they just play in clubs and they put out demos that don't have labels on them, and they just kind of hand them out and just kind of, I don't know what their intentions are, just kind of plugging along, or they're going to try and get somewhere or what. But you kind of, when you do the videos and you do the professional CDs like you guys have, it kind of sets you apart from the other guys just playing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of those things that it's funny, when the band first got started, even for us, mm-hmm. we did everything, like, I would say, ass forward. We had the name, the merchandise, the t-shirts, the stickers, you know.
Yeah.
And then we kind of put the band, I put the band together. Like, I had the songs already written, and then I just, you know, 2 weeks before recording the Suicide Kings, I called the guys up, and I said, hey, you know, I got this idea, let's do this. And they're like, they thought I was crazy, but it worked, you know. And,
right.
5 years later, I mean, we're you know, what is it, two EPs and a full length, and now another EP.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're on a pretty good track, and then, you know, a lot of touring. You know, we're okay, you know.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that, you know, maybe you don't need a record label to do what you guys want to do, you know?
Yeah, true. I mean, God, I wish I could have kept some of these contracts that we were offered. I mean, it just blows my mind how much some record labels really just are like freaking vampires, man. They just want to suck the life out of you. Damn. You would have to, I think there was one contract, we would have to play 60 shows in a year, which I'm not opposed to, in order just to break even.
Wow.
You know, because they were going to front us, I think, like $80,000 or something for recording and all this other stuff. But that's money that's borrowed. It's never money that's yours.
Right.
Because then you still got to pay them back. And I was like, wait a minute, how does this work? So,
you know, they front you all the money and you do what you do with it, and hopefully you make enough money to pay them back.
Yeah. So I mean, and I hear a lot of stories about bands that it happens to, like. One of my favorite bands right now that's out is The Bronx. I love those guys. Those guys are awesome. And, you know, they got signed on their second show ever. Never toured. Never did anything.
Damn.
In Hollywood. And they are a ball of energy. And, like, right now they're out in the UK. But, I mean, those guys, they got signed to, what was it, Island? And they got shelled right off the bat. So what did they do? They put out their own albums on their own, and they still blew up. So I guess Island ended up, you know, retracting their contract and then rewriting it for them, and now they're out all over the world.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, literally all over the world. They just put out a video when they played out in Australia right now. Like I said, they're in the UK. You know, just they're all over the place. You know, that's like, I think, the level of underground that I would love to be at, where, you know, it was more of a word of mouth type of thing with them, and they just blew up sick.
Yeah, that's definitely. I heard the name, I can't recall the music, but I heard the name for sure, so.
Yeah, The Bronx, that's the band.
Cool, all right.
You know, listen to that.
All right, any last words? I think we said the last words last 20 minutes.
Last words. I think the last time I said something, maybe I shouldn't have said, because I got a lot of crap for it from some of the fans. Okay, well. I had any last words. I don't know. Just, you know, for all the listeners, I mean, whether it's, you know, to support the scene, you know, that's all I could ask. I know a lot of people listen to music. A lot of people love music, whether it's this band or any band, you know, just go out to the shows, support the bands, you know.
That's it.
Have a good time. Life's too short. That's what I was, like, tripping out on after my whole accident and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Life's too short. And just go out and enjoy it. Why not go out on a weekday, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And watch a band.
Yeah, for sure. It's, meet a lot of good people, a lot of good bands, and drink some good beer.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, where can we get your CDs and your merchandise? Where's your website?
Sellfish.com. And it's spelled out CELLPHISH.com. Just go to Sellfish.com. All our shirts, CDs, and stuff are up there. I'm sure we're going to have everything up by the end of the year again, when the new CD comes out, with, like, on Interpunk.com and all that other good jazz.
All right.
So, I mean, everybody's going to the web.
That's it.
Way to go.
That's it. That's how you get her name out.
Make it easier.
Yeah, for sure. All right. That's Jesse from Sellfish. All right. Hey, man. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Good talking to you again, bud.
Hey, no worries, bro.
All right. I'll keep your schedule in my eye, and hopefully we'll hook up again out there.
Cool.
All right, brother.
I'll see you.
All right, bud.
Bye-bye.
That was Jesse from Sellfish. All right. Stay tuned for some killer rock.